Shem Weisbart.
Less than 50% of your body. We said a chiddush, certain cases, a person has to wash his whole body with hot water, which was heated before Shabbos, generally speaking. That's someone's mitzvah. Someone's in pain, he's very distressed. Rav Akiva says that there's a halacha, that person, if someone's in distress, this halacha of mayim shehuchma erev Shabbos, water was heated before Shabbos, he's allowed to go in it. So someone's got, we said, someone's got arthritis, let's say. Or he's got some other pain which needs to be, he needs to sit in a bath. If he fills out the bath before Shabbos, hot water, so it'll stay for a long time probably there. On Shabbos morning, let's say, if he needs to have, he needs to sit in the bath, then he may sit in there. If it's mitzvah, if it's going to relieve him from the pain of arthritis or whatever other pain, or it's got any other muscular pain that person's got, then one's allowed to do that. We said a chiddush as well last time, that if someone's a chole kol haguf, I mean, l'moshel, a woman who's in the process of having a baby, she's called a chole kol haguf, she actually is allowed to ask a non-Jew to put water on, turn the hot water tap on, to bath, put the water on, she's a chole kol haguf, she's allowed to ask the non-Jew to turn the water tap on, and then she's allowed to sit in the bath on Shabbos. Right? That's a special chiddush. Like there, she can even have water that was heated on Shabbos itself. That's a chiddush, that case, yeah? Normally, you can only have water that was heated on Erev Shabbos. But if it's a chole kol haguf, the person is a chole kol haguf, someone's confined to beds, it's very painful. Imagine a woman is in the middle of labor, that's starting imminent labor. Such a woman like that has definitely got the heter of chole kol haguf, and she'd be allowed to ask a non-Jew to fill out the water, and she'd be able to sit in such a bath. Yeah, that's what we said last time. People are, I didn't mention this last time, I don't know if it really applies nowadays. I don't see them around. I don't go to the place where they frequent them, going into a sauna. So I don't know, it seems like in some hotels you find them. I've never been to these places. But what's wrong with a sauna? Oh, so that's an interesting halacha, actually. That's halacha shogar. We missed this out last time. I want to quickly finish this off. A sauna, actually, is very interesting. Halacha and Simon, it's a mamish this halacha and Simon, Shin Chavov, CPU base. And the Shulchan Aruch says there, it's all part of the same zero. Ostoli comes to Merchas to be lazir. A person mustn't go into a bathhouse, even just to schwitz. He mustn't go to make himself become very hot. The same gezerah, because the whole thing was, that's how they used to do it. They were heated up the bathhouse. So it's all included in the same gezerah heating up the house. I must tell you that it's interesting. I'm not sure if you've got a sauna which is not part of the bathroom. It's a separate room, nothing to do with the bathhouse. That might be different. I don't know. I haven't checked this out. I did look it up on last week. I forgot to say what's going on here.
A steam room
which is separate to the bathhouse. I mean, if someone's got one in his own house, let's say, for example.
Yeah.
He's got a steam room. Is that also included?
Steam room
isn't it? Well, there's no one. Yeah, I understand. It's the same thing. It's all the same idea. You're just trying to get yourself hot. You're right. It could be a different way of working it out. But the mindset is made to make yourself schwitz. That was Chazal's gezeira.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if there's any sauna. You used to have one in a mikveh. The Baruch mikveh used to have a sauna. But I don't know anywhere else would have a sauna now. I don't know, is it out of fashion?
No.
No, hotels have it still.
Yeah.
What? You have got it there. What is it? Part of the? Is it part of the washroom? Is it always a separate room completely?
In
after you go swimming, that's where it goes. That's an interesting. I couldn't get it. I have to check this up. Mamish to clarify this. The Maya says it's interesting. It could be that the gezeira is only in a bathhouse. In a bathhouse, which is very hot. The Maisa, and you want to schwitz out there, that's Chazal's Gzeri. If you've got a separate room.
A separate
swimming pool, you got the sauna. Yeah, that's what I'm not sure. Yeah, I understand. It's always a separate room. Is it a branch of the swimming pool?
It's
that's what I'm not sure about. I've got to check this out. Yeah, it's a good point. I don't know. I'll tell you the truth, I don't know the answer. It's a good point. What? I'm saying so it's a chelio, but it's a room that comes off the swimming pool. I mean, I saw someone quote down, it's actually interesting. You can have the same child in the mikveh, actually. Someone goes to the mikveh, his mamish is boiling hot there in the mikveh, the steam is sort of out. So the mamish goes to the mikveh on Shabbos, this is allowed to go, yeah? And now he wants to sit down and enjoy the nice steam in there. That could be a problem, Taka. It could be this problem. A person shouldn't really do that, actually. A person shouldn't stay in there, tarry in there to do this. Okay, let's come on to Hilchos Yom Tov now. Very interesting, I'm actually Hilchos Yom Tov. What about on Yom Tov? Is there any more kuddik to have a shower and wash on Yom Tov? Again, let me just speak out again. We've been speaking up to now about washing in hot water, in inverted commas. That is not allowed unless the water was heated before Shabbos. And Yom Tov is the same thing, actually. It has to be heated before Shabbos or Yom Tov. Water. Let's just talk about Shabbos. So Shabbos, the water's been heated before Shabbos. Then we said there's a new gezeira. Can you go and jump into a freezing cold river on Shabbos? So we said, strictly speaking, this whole gezeira doesn't apply there. The whole gezeira was that we're scared if you go into a hot place, then the people who are in charge of the hot place might heat the water out for you on Shabbos itself. So that Chazal made a gezeira, no hot water, you can't go into hot water on Shabbos. If it's heat, water that's been heated on Shabbos, you can't go into. If you had water heated before Shabbos, we let you wash your hands, face and feet only. Can you jump into a freezing cold river? Really, the halach is you should be allowed to. But Mishnah Berurah brought down the minig and Klal Yisrael not to go to cover oneself in water on Shabbos. Rachit says also, one doesn't wash oneself even in cold water on Shabbos. That is the minig in Klal Yisrael which is taken on. The only question one has to ask oneself now is, first of all, is Yom Tov different? And second of all, we did say that when someone's in a lot of distress, if someone's very, very hot on Shabbos, for example, his mummy's schwitzing. It's a very hot day. Someone told me that his mummy's boiling, apparently, yeah? Someone told me they were, last week I spoke to someone, I think they were in Portugal somewhere. He said they couldn't go out of the house, they couldn't go out of the hotel. It was so hot in the street there, that it's better staying inside the hotel. So in our certain case, with a person with mummy's hot, and the only way to relieve himself is to go to wash oneself with cold water. Yes, that's what we're going to speak about now, for example. Let's talk about it on Yom Tov. The first thing one has to know is on Yom Tov, very interesting halacha this actually, and that is that Yom Tov is slightly different to Shabbos, because on Yom Tov you can't turn a hot on Shabbos you can't turn a hot water tap on Shabbos. Someone just told me this morning actually that yesterday one of his children turned on a hot water tap. It was a combi system. Actually, doesn't really make much sense. Actually, it wasn't a combi system. As it happens, it was not a combi system. But one of their children turned on a hot water tap about an hour and a half before Shabbos. So the question is now: is can you switch the tap off?
For what?
An hour before Shabbos, so yeah, an hour and a half before Shabbos, no problem. You're right, yeah. An hour before Shabbos, someone puts the tap on an hour before Shabbos, no problem. So that someone switched on the tap, the child switched on the hot water tap an hour and a half before Shabbos goes on. So are you allowed to switch it off on Shabbos? Not a combi system. Let's just explain very quickly. A combi system is where there's instant hot water. As you turn a hot water tap on, the flame flares up and it's heating the water. You can have it run the whole day, actually, really. The water will run. As it goes through the pipes, it gets heated up. There is a serious problem. As soon as you switch off the combi system, it does off. It goes off. That's kibbuy. That's very problem. As you see, no, that's a problem. But a normal conventional one, the old-fashioned, not old-fashioned one, the other system, which is a tank, a water tank, what happens is you turn our water tap on, and I must say it's very, very quick how it works. I don't know how it goes so quick. Even though it's not a combi, the water comes out very quickly hot. Yeah, I know, but how does it come from the tank down to your pipes?
What is it?
Well, how's she got, man? It's very quick. Anyway, the mice, it comes out very quickly. Child is now, can you switch that hot water tap off?
Yes.
What's going to happen when you switch that water tap on? Let's just imagine what happens. When you switch that, what happens, in inverted commas, when you turn your hot water tap on, water comes out, hot water comes out. As soon as that happens, cold water goes into your tank. And it's going to stay in there, it's going to get heated up. When you switch off your hot water tap, that cold water tap stops, and it gets trapped into the tank. That is now going to get heated up. That cold water. So you're doing bishl on Shabbos, my friend. If you leave it, you're not doing any mice now. You've done it already. But now if you switch it off, you're trapping it.
As soon as the water, the hot water tap is on, hot water goes out, cold water goes in.
Yeah.
So that cold water is there anyway.
Yeah, but but once you stop it, you trap it in there, it's going to get heated much easier, yeah? You're going to trap the water in there. That's the problem on Shabbos. You can't trap the cold water inside. That's a problem.
So on...
The water in the tank is boiling hot.
There's an
hour and a half,
so he's probably emptied out all the hot water in the tank.
If you
said he left the tap,
would
be running for an hour and a half.
Yeah, I understand.
There's no hot water in the tank left.
Let's say, well, first of all, he said to me, funny, he said, on air of showers, when he wants to have a bath, he said to me, after an hour or so, the water's cold.
Yeah.
He said, yes, they believe, well, the water was boiling hot for an hour and a half. Yeah. They couldn't understand it. But the mice, the water was hot, he said. For an hour and a half, the water came out, it was hot.
So
you can't turn it off, plus you can't turn it off because you're trapping the water inside there. Maybe you can get a goy to turn it off, it's a mock of Hefsid, maybe you've got Hatsayim to do, but the you can't switch it off. Now, on Hilchas Yom Tov, my friend Rabbi, it's very important on Hilchas Yom Tov. On Hilchas Yom Tov, there's an interesting halacha. That is, we know certain halachas are mutter on Yom Tov. For example, cooking, carrying. Can you cook anything you want on Yom Tov? What you need, yeah, that's true. Can you cook anything you want?
What you need.
I'll tell you an interesting shayla over here. The Gemara says here in Ksubas Tav Zayin that you can only cook things that are needed by most people. It's called Dovah HaShobah L'chol Nefesh. Something which is needed by a good size of amount of people. I'll read out the Gemara. It's very interesting Gemara actually. Gemara says in Ksubas Tav Zayin, Chayra, if you're allowed to make a fire on Yom Tov, which is one of the Melachos of Havorah, can you put incense on top of your fire to make the whole house smell nice. You want to burn incense. Incense, basomim, to make the house smell nice. The Gemara says you can't do it. You mustn't burn it up. You can't see how to do it. Because, why can't you do it? Because that's not Dovah Shavah Chol Nefesh. Not everyone needs burning incense in the house. It's not a common, daily occurrence to burn incense. You have to carry the sinner to shul. You know, we say mitzoichel nevesh is the hetzer. Wherever's oichel nevesh is the melacha that's mutar yonta. Once it's mutar for oichel nevesh, you can do other things as well for it.
What's the hetzer to smoke?
Smoking is a big shock. That's why a lot of people do smoke. So the question is, what's called shavu oichel nefesh? Is it called shavu oichel? That's a big question in the poskim nowadays. Is there enough people who smoke? Now, I said there's a lot of people. You go to the hospital, I mean, there are people smoking down like a chimney.
60%
of the world don't smoke. Maybe 40% is enough. That's a big shock. That is a big question. So, Freitli Gemara, go out of the kasha, yeah? So it has to be Dovah Shavah Nefesh. Are you allowed to? I've never had this before. Maybe someone can have this. Anyone ever had deer's meat? Has anyone ever had it? I don't know. Says the Gemara, Lechora, you can't have deer's meat on Yom Tov. Why? Because most people, it looks like it's very, very wealthy. It's a very expensive food. And most people don't eat that food. So Lechora, for the Gemara, you should be able to cook deer's meat. Well, that Gemara, I'm not sure what Gemara tells us. Gemara tells us that it's called a food. Anything which is a food. It's called a food, and therefore, and also, I think we were also mashba that if you would eat it, if you could, afford it, you'd eat it. So really, there's nothing wrong with it. It's very good, and therefore, that's mutter. What? Oh, medicine is a big shayla. Pashas medicine is a problem, yeah? Because Baruch Hashem, most people don't need medicine, and therefore, that's not called Dovah Shavah Chol Nefesh, and therefore, carrying medicine on Yom Tov is a problem. Says the Gemara, says the halacha like this, heating up water on Yom Tov is ponov yodov raglo, when you personally, it's a daily occurrence for people to wash their hands, face, and feet. And therefore, to heat up, take a pot, go to the cold water tap, turn the tap on, put cold water in your pot, put it on the fire to heat up for your face, hands, and feet is mutter. Because that's a communal thing. But, says the Gemara, to wash your whole body, you can't do. It's not a communal thing. It's not a thing that's needed daily, and therefore to heat water up for your whole body is not allowed enough. That's halach and shulchan aruch. Hold it, I'm going to come to you on the top kuf yud base. The top kuf yud aleph. So there it says, interesting halacha there, top kuf yud aleph. A person mustn't heat water up on Yom Tov for his whole body, says the Mishnah Berurah. The rechitzas ponu yoragla who dovah shovel chol nefesh. Washing your hands, face, and feet is something which is shovel chol nefesh. Everyone needs that. It's a daily occurrence. Everyone needs that. Even though feet, and I don't want to go into public the personal details here, but I don't know when the last time I did wash my feet every day. That's an interesting point, actually, about feet. But anyway, the Maisa, the Shulchan says, Pon of Yod of Aragla is Mutter. When we call Mokam, the Yichan Rav, Abba Loi Kol Gufoi, you can't wash your whole body, says the Mishmur, to have a Dover Shein and Shabbat Chol Nefesh. That's not something which is communal for everyone. That is not a communal allowance. Not everyone needs daily washing. And therefore, that is not allowed to be done. What are you going to ask me?
If you're sweating your whole every day,
Well, before you come up to this complicated, I'll ask you.
Well,
I mean, I thought everyone would jump on me with this one. I said, everyone's sleeping here. What? Today, the mikvah man, he's a rather, yeah. Today, many people have washed it very commonly, actually. But a lot of people have a shower every day. It's a very, very common thing. So people have a bath, a shower every day. Some people have a bath, some people do it twice a day. So now, the shiny is now where I am now. Does it change? I've got some good news for you. I left my Mishnah Berurah at home. With the deal shoe in, so I haven't, yeah, it hasn't got the notes in it. But I've got some notes over here. I must tell you, it's an interesting point. Now, Maisa, some poskim wants to suggest, don't run out anyone now, yeah? Don't anyone run out now, because I haven't finished. Some poskim wants to suggest that the Chora now is different, because it's called Shavah L'Chol Nefesh. If it's Shavah L'Chol Nefesh, then one could heat up water to wash the whole body. That means you could turn on your hot water tap. Yeah, because I don't know about a shower. A shower is probably electric. Yeah, I'm not sure. If it's not here, our man, the electric man. Electric might be more of a problem, yeah? Electric, when you turn your electric shower on, then you've got showers of boina and soy stuff. That's more of a, that's not allowed on Yom Tov. That's not one of them locked up. What? I'm talking about a normal, an electric shower is not our question over here. We're talking about, can you turn your hot water tap on, which is not electric. It comes from the water. It heats up with a combi. Not with a kombi, because it's going from a kibwe. It heats up with a normal conventional way of attack.
Well,
no, he's got a good point. He's asking. Now, 1 minute. Just come and hold on 1 minute. Hold on, I say a good point. I'm going to come to you 1 minute. Hold on 1 minute. So, Matt, are you allowed to turn your tap on, to put your hot water tap on in your bath in order to wash your whole body? So, is it Dovah Shavah HaNevesh? The Maestro, the answer to that is that it's not called Dovah Shavah HaNevesh. The Maestro, the Poskim say we don't call that Dovah Shavah HaNevesh nowadays, even though many people do it, but you can manage without it. It's not of enough of a necessity to be called Dovah Shavah HaNevesh. I have to read out to you more exactly the Loshon, but the Maestro, the bottom line is, Rosh Hashanah is more over this point. A lot of Poskim are over this point. That it should be Dovah Shavah HaNevesh, but the Maisa, I think, for anyone's makel. So the bottom line is that you can't do this. You cannot turn on your hot water tap to heat up your whole body. You're doing an Issa D'oraisa, you can't do that. If you're hot and sweaty, 1 minute. So the Shaila now is, can you turn your hot water tap on Yom Tov for your pond of Yod of Araglov?
Yes.
No. So Rosenbaum, I'm saying a good time there. He said, what happens is you turn your hot water tap on, you wash your hands, face, and feet. You can put a bucket under the hot water, very nice, but you make cold water go into your tank, which is being heated up for no reason. You'd be a good rabbi, you know that. You'd be a good rabbi, you're wrong. I think you're wrong. You'd be a good rabbi, you're still wrong. You'd still be a good rabbi and be wrong. It's not a contradiction, it's not a stira. They say the svara is that in order to use this water, the only way to use this water is to let cold water go into the tank. You can't get hot water out of your tap. Yeah, now you can. A normal system doesn't work. I haven't got on my system or this facility.
There is a facility.
The general systems, as far as I know, normally, you haven't got this facility to stop off the cold water tap going. So it's a normal way of using the hot water tap is that cold water goes in order to make the system work. That is the Hetzes of Shlomo Zalman. If that's the only way to use the system, then there's no problem of using that on what do you call it? Yeah? So Shlomo Zalman says, if the dynamic comes out of Maisa, this bit over here, the person wants to wash his hands, face, and feet. He's allowed to turn the hot water tap on, fill up a bowl with hot water being cooked on Yom Tov, but he's doing it, that is Dovah Shavah HaNevesh, that is necessary for everyone, people, that's a daily occurrence for people to need, and that is more to do on Yom Tov. They all take on, they've all got smarts to be maker, they all take on, even though cold water comes on, that's more, the only thing that some people are is that a few minutes before Shabbos goes out. So that water coming in, mum, is no necessity at all whatsoever. That some people maybe say that, even then many people hold, that's okay. Sorry? A kombi boiler hasn't got none of this heter, falls away with the kombi boiler. A kombi boiler hasn't got this heter, because a kombi boiler, when you put the hot water tap on, it's all very nice, the hot water coming on, so if you leave the hot water running, you're okay. But if you must, you make your cooking much more than you need to. But switching off the hot water kombi boiler is a problem of kibbuy, which is not mutter on Yom Tov. That kibbuy is not mutter. But the flame goes down, yeah? It flares up and it goes down. That's a kibbuy. That's called extinguishing. That chelik is not mutter on Yom Tov. So he's right to put the hot water on, that might be mutter. But switching off is going to be a problem. So that you can't do.
To wash the less than your body. More than your left
hand. There's two things. Are you putting hot water tap on? Are you doing a malocha bishul? That's a shayla bi'alocha. If you got hot water, which was done before Yom Tov, and you want to wash your Ivorim, that's mutter. So put a hot water tap on for other Ivorim, which is not part of Yod of Aragla. Mr. Bruce was talking about this. He's not, it's very not clear about this, even though it's less than meters of the goof. Yeah, it's not clear. Okay. Sweaty is cold water, not hot water. Cold water is mutter for sweaty.